Welcome to the opening of the New York Society Library's latest exhibition, Extraordinary Gifts. This exhibition explores connections between this library and the development of the intellectual life of New York City, and indeed of the early United States. This was a mutually supportive development, one that continues, as recent gifts show. I am Barbara Hadley Stanton, the chair of the Board of Trustees, and it's my pleasure now to introduce the two staff members who are co-curators of this exhibit, Harriet Shapiro, head of admissions, exhibitions. My school background is showing, I'm afraid. And Erin Schreiner, special collections librarian. Harriet has curated many of our previous exhibits. Erin became a staff member only in 2012. This exhibition is their first together. I trust and expect that there will be many more. Harriet?
Thank you, Barbara. Good evening. I'm Harriet Shapiro, head of exhibitions at the library here. Thank you for venturing out on this bitterly cold evening. Much appreciated. I'm glad you're here for the opening of an Extraordinary Gifts, Rare Books presented to the New York Society Library. In our electronically wired world, let us take a moment to acknowledge members, both past and present, who have donated extraordinary books to this institution. Books that serve as the pillar of the library, that link us to the city's historic past to which we belong, and to a tradition of scholarship and learning that informs us down to the present day and let us hope into the future. I would especially like to thank those donors who are with us tonight. First of all, heartfelt thanks to Ada Paluzzo and Romano Paluzzo, who are, for me, the inspiration for the exhibitions held in the Paluzzo Family Exhibition Gallery. When I'm planning a new exhibition, I often think of their father, Ignazio, reading by the French windows in this very room where we are gathered tonight. I would also like to thank Sarah Chasis and her sister Joelle Chasis-Roll, as well as Ed Kolker. Mr. Kolker came in earlier but had to leave because of the weather. Barrett and Peter Frelinghuysen, Carl Lehman Haupt, and of course Penny Shaw. I would also like to add a special thanks to Deborah Pease, who cannot be with us tonight. Putting together an exhibition is a team effort here at the library, and I especially want to give thanks to several members of the staff in appreciation of the skills that they brought to this project. Andrew Corbin, where are you, Andrew?
Here.
Andrew Corbin, who painstakingly reviewed every word in the booklet and labels. Matthew Bright, Matthew, downstairs. His scanning of the images for the booklet and wall signage was perfection itself. And George Munoz, George somewhere, where are you? Who carefully restored the books on display and made the little discreet cradles that hold the books in a secure and calm embrace for the months they are on view. It has been an especial joy working with Pamela Smith, the designer of Extraordinary Gifts, who brought the substance and meaning of this exhibition on the history of donor giving at the library to life. Now I would like to mention briefly a little conversation I had yesterday with my Italian teacher, Giovanni Cherubini. When I told him I was going to make a few remarks tonight, he suggested I mention something about books in Latin. Surely, he said, the members of the New York Society Library would appreciate that. I hope so. Later that day, he left me a message with a quotation composed just for us and expressing, I believe, the humanist tradition of our library. So here it is in late Latin. Libri, libros, nos rendunt. Books make us free. It is time now to turn the podium over to Erin Schreiner, special collections librarian who has worked so brilliantly with me on this exhibition. In the mysterious kingdom of Stack 10, which is where the rare books here at the library are housed, Erin has found the treasures you are about to discover in the Paluzzo Family Exhibition Gallery. Erin.
Hi. Thanks again, everyone, for coming. I just have a few words to say, so I don't want to hold you all up for too long. I've only been here since April, and I got an email to start working on this exhibition in May. So this project has pretty much represented my entire time here at the library so far. And I feel really lucky that that's the case, because I was really able to get immediately drawn into the very rich history of this institution. I think that as a reader, you know, the people I see walking around every day are so here, you know, in the present, using the library, working in upstairs in a private room, or browsing the stacks, or reading right here. And I am always in stack 10 or in stack 8, 200 years in the past, looking at bills and receipts and letters of, you know, of all about all of the books that have been donated, purchased, lost, you know, just everything that you can possibly imagine. And I really have learned what a rich connection there is between the members of the library and the books that we have here. And I hope that that is what you all see reflected outside in the exhibition and downstairs. I don't know if all of you have had a chance to look downstairs at the special display, but we do have a few items from our archives that probably most of you have never seen before. And there's just something special about seeing, you know, our first librarian's handwriting. He really becomes a real person when you see that he had his own distinctive handwriting. And, you know, looking at an account book to see, okay, Aaron Burr paid his first share in 1791 in cash to the librarian. In 1792, he donated funds to go to the purchasing committee, which is basically the same as establishing a book fund in your name today. So I have really enjoyed, and I hope you all do too, just seeing the pieces of history of this library come to life in all these primary source materials. It's stuff I've read about in secondary source books for years, and, you know, finally I touch it with my own hands, see it with my own eyes, and you can't touch it with your own eyes tonight, or you can never touch it with your own eyes. You can't touch it with your own hands tonight, but if you do wish to come back and see anything, I encourage and welcome all of you to reach out to me or anyone in the library to learn more about special collections here. It's a really rich, rich collection. And I think that's all I have to say. So please enjoy yourselves, and thanks for coming.